You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leach talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, it's been a pretty nice start for the Rays so far. They're not running away with anything, but they're winning some games. If you had to put it down to one thing, why is this team winning in the early going?
Well, to answer your question in a second, but also if you put that into perspective, they're winning games while they're trying to stay afloat with their all of their injuries. So right now it's been starting pitching. They've got their main three, which is Jake Odorizzi, Chris Archer, and Nathan Carnes. And they've done a nice job. And then they've done a nice job of bobbling their bullpen in there when they haven't had one of those main three guys. So that's turned out well for them, and they've come up with some timely hits. You know, of course, Kevin Kiermaier's given them a lot of energy. Right now they just look really good.
A couple guys continue to make their way back that would make a big difference for this team. First, can you give us an update on Drew Smyly? I guess he made a second rehab start. What's the situation with him?
He made a second rehab start yesterday. Everything looked good. Earlier we were asking, there had been some discussion of whether or not they'd try and bring him back once he'd reached 75 pitches. Now they're saying he's going to be totally stretched out. Provided everything goes well, you could probably pencil him in to start April 29th in Yankee Stadium in a day game. Who knows? You never know. But he has not had any setbacks, so you're optimistic about that.
And then Alex Cobb, how's he coming along?
You know what? They're not saying much about that. All they've said is he's playing catch. He's not on a mound yet. So, to me, that kind of sends up a little bit of a red flag. But we'll have to wait and see once they give us a little more information.
What kind of program is he supposed to be on? Where should he be right now as far as coming back from his injury?
Well, you know, with tightness in his forearm, and you know, and this was early in spring training. If they had already started playing games, but you would have thought by now, they would have let the tendonitis quiet down some. He started playing catch, then you would assume that he would already be on a mound by now. So, I don't know if they're just being overly cautious, or if it's just maybe it's something a little more serious than what they're saying. But right now, again, it's kind of like, in my mind, it's kind of a red flag.
Is it reasonable to think at this point, given how long he's been down and how little spring he has, that once he is on a mound, you're still probably talking easily a good month before he's pitching in big league games? I mean, this is not a guy I would think that's just going to need a couple of starts and get right out there.
No, and that's a good question. We've asked to Cash before, and a week or so ago, they were saying, he had a good part of spring training. He'd gotten ready. So, they didn't think he was going to need as long as Smyly. But, the longer this thing goes, the more it's going to take for him to come back.
Well, meanwhile, in addition to the starters, the bullpen seems to have been pretty effective early. Is that kind of shaking out as expected as far as the roles, as far as who's pitching where?
Well, they said they were not going to come up, name a closer. But for the most part, that guy has been Brad Boxberger so far. Jepson looked good last night closing up. Of course, the big concern is if they have too many nights like last night and what they had Friday night in Miami, it takes them a while to recover from that when their starter goes short. So I think they have a nice bullpen, and it's going to be even better once Jake McGee comes back. But the concern is that it gets, too many innings, and then you get to a situation where you're not able to use them in matchups and stuff like that. You're using them more to, kill extra innings.
That seems a particular challenge for a first-year manager. I mean, if there's one thing that is consistently difficult for any manager, it's handling a bullpen. But how do you see Kevin Cash in the early days when it comes to managing a bullpen?
Well, I think he leans heavily on his pitching coach, Jim Hickey, who's one of the best in the business. So, I don't think he's really missed too much right now. Again, he's not afraid to or he doesn't seem to be afraid to ask for help, and he's very open about that. So the bullpen's in good hands with Hickey's advice, I think.
On the offensive side, they're not lighting up the scoreboard, but they're proven to be, in the early going, a pretty good offensive team. Do you think maybe there's more to this offense than we thought? Is there reason to think that this might be, if not a juggernaut, at least a decent offense?
Well, I think it could be decent. You know, and one thing so far they've proved to be, they are, while they seem to have pretty, you know, can work a pretty good at bat, they're not afraid to be aggressive. And I think when you have that kind of approach, the pitcher out there knows you are ready to strike if you've given something to hit, as opposed to just guys watching balls come in there and, you know, you can throw them in there. So, you know, for example, right now they've walked six times with the bases loaded. So I do think they have a chance to be a little better offensively than what we thought. And, of course, part of that, too, is, they've had an upgraded catcher with Rivera. And Cabrera's swinging the bat pretty well at shortstop, too. So those are both fairly significant. And then Sousa suddenly seems to be, I shouldn't say suddenly, but last night had a good night. So that could bode well for the coming week or two if he got a little bit hot.
At the risk of scouting the stats here, which is always dangerous, I'm looking at Evan Longoria's line. I haven't seen him hit much this year yet, unfortunately. But looking at his line, and despite the 192 average, it seems like there's a lot to like. He has taken his walks. He's got four extra base hits. Has he looked pretty good at the plate to you?
I think so. And, you know, I think he's one of those guys you just don't worry about. He's going to hit. I think it's going to help, too, the fact that they've moved Desmond Jennings back there behind him and, you know, some of their lineup variations with Jennings and Sousa. Jennings so far has been, pretty strong at the bat. So I would think that, we're going to see Longoria come along here pretty soon.
And then to go back to the rotation, is this as day by day as it appears as far as piecing together the back of the rotation, or is there more of a clear plan that they're not letting on, or they really are kind of doing this thing almost day by day for the back of the rotation?
Well, you never know what goes on in the back shop, you know, the clandestine things of a major league operation. But for our purposes and observing it, it's about as day-to-day as it gets. I mean, they didn't even announce tonight's starter until after last night's game. So, that might have been primarily because they might have used Erasmo Ramirez last night. Of course, they have announced him to start. Option Kirby Yeh to pitch last night, so I'm expecting them to bring up maybe C.J. Riefenhauser or Jose Dominguez, who are both on the 40-man. I'd be surprised if it wasn't one of those two coming up tonight. But right now it looks like they're every other night after those main three, they're kind of flying by the seat of their pants. Although I thought Andrés had a nice start last night, and he might be able to shake it out next time when they get the number four spot.
Bill Chastain, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.